Adoption of dictating a pre-imposed propaganda letters from True Report on William White disclosed to Dr. Partis. On 4/2/25, Mr. White performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the English bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/16/24, there's been no change period in paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, William White. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 4/2/25, Mr. White performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99% period. Patient achieved 547 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Herschel Gaw, GAW. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/2/25, Mr. Gaw performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/16/24, there's been no change, period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Robert Gossett, G-O-S-S-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/2/25, Mr. Gossett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/30/24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Fisher. On 4/2/25, Mrs. Fisher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction after bronchodilators period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period. Paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Linda Fisher, on 3/31/25. Mrs. Fisher performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 100%. Patient achieved 406 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98% period. A paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janetta, J-A-N-E-T-T-A, Kirby. K-I-R-B-Y, this goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 4/2/25, Mrs. Kirby performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/7/25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Cavanaugh. This goes to Dr. Topin, T-O-P-P-I-N. On 4/2/25, Mr. Cavanaugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/8/25, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial activity, showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Cavanaugh. This goes to Andy Illobre, I-L-L-O-B-R-E, comma P-A. On 4/2/25, Mrs. Cavanaugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 1/8/25. There's been significant improvement and or improved effort. the paragraph impression, a minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial activity showing improvement, period. Thank you.